This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, September 30th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the USDA reported larger stocks of corn and wheat as of September 1 than traders thought. The result, even more bearish news on the markets that's already pressured by large supply and questionable usage. USDA said corn stocks as of September 1, 1.53 billion, wheat stocks at 2.12 billion. Both numbers topped estimates of analysts. Soybean stocks actually decreased by slightly more than anticipated at 316 million bushels. Arlen Suderman with StoneX says for wheat, a larger crop led to the greater supply.
There was about a 60 million bushel increase in the size of the crop above trade expectations. And exports are on a solid pace to do their part, and we'll see if we can do it on the feed side. On the corn side, it means that USDA's feed usage number for last year was too high, and its feed usage number for this year is too high.
Suderman says there's real discrepancy in the export outlook between crops.
When you look at corn and wheat, they have very strong export demand. For wheat, it's at 12-year highs for the marketing year to date, and it's to be record highs for corn. But for soybeans, we don't have that. And we have still lingering uncertainty on the biofuel. I don't expect USDA to change its biofuel use of soybeans going forward in the near term, but it's going to have to start reducing its export number on soybeans as we're getting deeper into our peak export season without any sales to China.
While the market is anxiously waiting for the October WASDE report to confirm production forecasts, Suderman says a government shutdown could limit any new data.
Then the question is, how long is it shut down? We last saw this during the harvest time back in 2013, where a shutdown meant no WASDE report for October. The focus going forward now is the size of the crops. How big are these crops? That's going to be the next focus, and the trade's really looking for that October WASDE report for insight on that.
Illinois farmer Matt Bennett says the corn market is flooded with bearish news.
I don't know how much more bearish news we can throw at this corn market. We've added acres. Yes, we had a minor yield revision last month lower, but we added acres in August. We added acres in September. Then we come in and we add acres from last year. I mean, good Lord, I don't know what else we can throw at this thing. And this is at a time when the grower is not feeling super rosy about spending $1,100 an acre to put a crop out in 26. So, you know, this is all going to come to a head at some point.
Much of the discussion about the downturn in commodity prices follows China's shift to demand to producers in the Southern Hemisphere. Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden says there's more to our woes than just one country.
Even if we took care of China tomorrow, that doesn't remove Brazil's production from the market. It doesn't solve their expanding footprint through deforestation. And that is a problem which we separately have to face. And that is why we have to have solutions across the board. It's greater trade access. It's greater domestic use, which is why I spent the time I did talking about biofuels, and dealing with unfair competitors like Brazil, because we in the United States are obviously not going to be burning down forest land in order to expand our agricultural footprint.
Vaden shared his frustration with what appears to be a government shutdown.
We shouldn't be having a fight over having the same budget number that was approved by a president of the opposite party be approved again merely because the party of the president has changed. This is insane. Now, USDA has existing shutdown plans. They were developed under the previous administration, and if necessary, we will have to implement them. We are legally constrained in what we can do without appropriations. All of our fee-based services, all of the services which have legal exemptions, they're going to continue. But for those services that don't, we are legally constrained, and once the funding runs out, we have to shut them down.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.